When your dad jumps up and grabs his belt, that's when you know the shit's about to get real.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Of the planet Earth. It is I, your freaky-ass leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Sorry it has gotten so late in the day. I have finally figured out if I don't do these things immediately when I get up in the morning, well, it almost doesn't get done. And I got to get one done because it is for you that I do this, for you that downloads and clicks and listens. So I am here to do this for you. Let's see, what's going on in the news today that we can talk about? You know, this whole thing with Chick-fil-A is a little out of hand. What do you mean it's out of hand? They don't support gay marriage. Don't eat there. That's what I don't understand. If you don't like someplace, don't eat there. Why do people get so upset these days if somebody says something they don't like? Just don't support the business. Because, see, now you can't speak out against gay rights or stay tight with Kermie, Miss Piggy, or Fonzie and the rest of the Muppet Gang. Because now Jim Henson's company has announced via Facebook that it would cut ties with Chick-fil-A in light of the fast food chain's strong anti-same-sex marriage stance. Quote, "We have notified Chick-fil-A that we do not wish to partner with them on any future endeavors," says Henson, which had provided Chick-fil-A a kids' meals toys and will donate proceeds from the partnership to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. Lisa Henson, our CEO, is personally a strong supporter of gay marriage. And Bert and Ernie, well, they're pleased to hear that, because we all know about Bert and Ernie. Remember, that show was brought to you by the letters K-Y. Really, seriously, who gives a shit whether what their stance is? That's their business. They're allowed to run it. You are allowed not to go. That's one of the things. This is America. It's freedom, or it used to be free. You know, if somebody that owns a devil's worship bookstore doesn't want to hire a Christian, let them go, "You're not allowed to work here. This is only for Satan's army." And you could go, okay, but no, they'll probably go, "I'm going to sue because I have the right to work for Satan's army. That's just the way it is because this is America and I have rights." I mean, what's wrong with people today? I've almost today decided to unfriend and almost delete my freaking Facebook account because of the idiots that are all on there today bitching about gun control. Yes, we know it's really bad what happened at the Aurora movie theater. It's horrible. It's bad. But, you know, ask yourself this, please. Ask yourself. Not that did he use a gun, yes. You can kill people with a spoon. You're not going to outlaw spoons. If he didn't have guns, he could have made bombs and thrown them in the outdoor. He just happened to use a gun. These mass shootings were not going on a few decades ago. Why is it happening now? Why is there more of this? Why is, you know, here's my theory, my very unpopular theory, is that people have not taught their children respect and have not taught them respect for life, property, and have not given them a good moral compass. People have no idea. They're unhappy. They're unsatisfied with their life. They have not been, and I hate to use this psychobabble bullshit, probably hugged enough as a child. While you were out there chasing the almighty dollar, you probably had your kid sitting at home raising himself. Well, what do they do when they raise themselves? They become like the book, Lord of the Flies. They're angry little creatures. These people have a dark, deep hole in their self. There's something wrong with them. Ask yourself why that is. Not about the guns. Don't you? So what? You take the guns away. But they won't. Well, they wouldn't have killed 12 people. Maybe not with a gun, but they could have done it with a bomb, or they could have done it with a car running it into a group of people. Ask yourself why people are killing people now with no disregard for any of, you know, I'm so pissed off, I can't even think of the word. Figure out what's going on. Don't look at the inanimate object. Look at the person and why these people are doing this. Is it because we've removed church from everything? That God is out of everybody's life? You make fun of Christians? Could that be it? You know, I know I'm on like the serious ramble thing today, but people just drove me nuts with, why do people need guns? Why? They protect you. That's what they do. The news never reports anything about somebody, a woman shooting the guy that tried to rape her. No, you don't hear much about that. What do you hear about? 24-hour cycle of some guy shot up a movie theater. That's what you hear. Why don't we talk about the fact that guns have saved people? Where is that? Guns got America its freedom. If it wasn't for guns, we would still have the queen on our fucking money. So let's kind of remember that guns serve a purpose. All these people that I was bitching at on Facebook today, they were all these city liberal people, and I don't care if that's what you are, but just don't be stupid about it. You're saying that we need to outlaw guns. Why? Because you live in New York City, you don't have guns, you've never been around guns, you don't understand guns, you've never lived in the country like I have or other people do, like most of the freaking United States is flyover country. They hunt, they fish, they're outdoor people. They respect guns. Kids at a very early age learn how to shoot a gun, respect for guns. Just because you live in a city, you think your knowledge of guns should be inflicted on everybody across America. Well, that's bullshit. That's just plain horseshit. What needs to be done is people need to figure out the cause of these things. What is going on? Do you leave your kids alone? Huh? Do you have dinner with your children anymore? Do everybody sit down and have a family dinner? Does a child actually talk to you about somebody that teased them at work? I did. My mom said, how was your school day today? I said, I got teased. She said, don't worry. You'll grow up to be rich and famous, and they'll probably live in a trailer. Ta-da! Talk to your kids. That's what I'm saying. Know what's going on. Do you know your kids' friends? Do you know what's going on there? Do you have any idea? You know they hang out with Susie down the street? Is that all you know? Do you know Susie? Do you know Susie's parents? Do you know what they do when they're down there? Probably not. Not in this day and age. When I was a kid, everybody knew everybody. There was like a mom spy network. Mothers were telling on you. Mothers were calling on you. People would drag you home. Somebody would drive over to your house and say, I saw your kid about two blocks over. He's not supposed to be over at the pool this time of year, is he? No. I'm busted. Look at that. Is any of that going on today? No. Now I'm going to get this. Well, society has changed a lot since then. Yes, it has changed. But for the better? Is it for the better? Obviously not. We're having shootings. Fucking shootings. And then you get this dumbass argument from people. When I say, wouldn't it be nice to go back to a simpler time? When black people couldn't vote and had to ride in the back of the bus? What the fuck did that have to do with anything? We're talking about a simpler time. Everybody lived healthier and happier and safer. Everybody. Your apple and an orange is your fucking argument, and it drives me apeshit. You know what? People were more stable. Black families were even more stable in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Then all what happened? Oh, we came along and gave welfare. And then everybody thought, you know what? I really don't have to stay and take care of families. White or black decided this. Everybody has decided, I don't have to take care of my child. The government gives them a check. It's not up to me. I'll impregnate any fucking body I want to, and I will just run away. Well, it doesn't really work like that. And what's happening now is we got a bunch of wayward-ass kids returning to roost. That's what's going on. We have raised this crop of just freaking animals, and now they're coming home. And I'm not saying everybody's like this. I'm just saying there's a problem today, and everybody looks away from it. Don't look at the guns. Look at the problem. Why are they doing that? Is it? It's a hole in their soul. Something is missing. What have you not done for your family or your child that has caused this? And I'm not saying that your child is like that. What I'm saying is pay attention to make sure your child doesn't turn out as freaky as this redheaded Joker. That's right. He dyed his hair red, like to be one of the Batman characters. Well, here's a tip for you, dumbass freak motherfucker shooting. The Joker had green hair. Riddler had red hair. You don't even have your bad guys right. What a dumbass. Fry in hell, bitch. Okay, now while we're on Batman, let's stay on Batman. Why did he choose this? I don't understand what he... I hear now he's planned for months to do this shooting. I don't understand what the connection for Batman is, but then again, who knows why you decide to shoot up a theater. And here's what really pisses me off. I went to see Batman Rises the other night, which I'll give you my... sorry, burped. I'll give you my little bit of review here. I don't know if I didn't like the movie because I wasn't comfortable in the theater, or I just didn't like the movie. It was a little preachy about society and all this bullshit, kind of like I'm being right now. But I seriously could not sit and watch the movie. I felt uncomfortable in the theater. I kept looking over, checking the exits. I kept looking around. When people get up to go to the bathroom, my head would turn, and I was taken out of the movie. That is horrible now that you go to a movie theater and you don't feel safe. Why is that? I don't know. Why don't we look at the cause of that? It's probably guns. It has something to do with guns. You don't feel safe because of guns. No, I don't feel safe because of the ignorant prick that shot up people. I don't feel safe with the ignorant prick that threw in the smoke canisters or tear gas or whatever it was. And I don't feel comfortable. Look at this Columbine shooting. Columbine. This is another thing that chaps my ass. I keep hearing about the Columbine shooting. Again, another horrible, senseless tragedy. But they always talk about the shooting at Columbine. Why doesn't anybody ever bring up the fact those kids had pipe bombs? Pipe bombs. It's easier to protest guns. Nobody's down at the hardware store with signs yelling, PVC is deadly. Keep PVC pipes out of people's hands. They turn them into bombs. That would just be stupid, wouldn't it? Yes. And how about now you got to outlaw duct tape because they use duct tape to wrap up the bombs to make the gunpowder tight and secure them against the walls. Outlaw duct tape. Here's another. Let's talk about this. How did those kids, Klebold and Harris, have a murder plot on the internet for months? How were they making these bombs in their house and garage without their fucking parents knowing it? How's that possible? Parents not doing their job. That's what that was. I couldn't hide a Playboy magazine from my mother, much less hide a murder plot and bomb-making equipment. How the hell does a parent not know what's going on in their house? Why? Too self-fucking-centered. That's right. That's what it is. They were too busy paying their bills. That's another one I hear all the time. Well, we have bills. Nobody can stay home and watch the kids. We have bills we have to pay. You know what? The bill magic fucking fairy didn't drop those bills off at your house. You create those bills. You buy shit. That's where bills come from. You both have new cars. You both have a VCR in every room. There's probably a couple of big screen TVs. Does every kid in the house have a cell phone? Do you live in a bigger house than you really need? How are the HOA fees? Does any of this ring a bell? Everybody is living bigger than they need to. This America, greed is part of your problem on why our kids are just fucked up. And I'm going to go along and I'm going to throw myself in on this. I'm going to throw myself under the bus. I went out on the road as a stand-up comic for years while my son was little. But I stayed in touch, very much in touch. I am a very, very strict father. You could ask my son this. I am very strict. I want to know where you are, where you're going, and who you're with. My son did not even get his driver's license at 16 just because he was 16. He had to earn his driver's license. You people today just give their kids shit. Do you need it? What do you need? How about a brand new car? How about a brand new sports car? You know what I got? A car I had to fucking work on to keep running. That's what I got. And you know what it taught me? Yeah, here's what it taught me. You have to work for stuff. I didn't disrespect what I had because I had to work on it and fix it and put gas in it. I had to learn that I wasn't going to tear it up and be an idiot with it because I had earned and respected what I got. All right, I'm sorry I've been off on this tangent. It's just been bugging me so bad for the past couple of days. And I hate that I've been fighting with people on Facebook, and I've got deleted from people, and I know that I got unfriended by a couple of people. And that's okay with me, because I'm just really tired of the ignorance in America. Common sense is gone in America. There is no long-term thinking in America. Plan the fuck ahead. What you do today ripple effects for the rest of society's life. So keep that in mind when you do something, you know? When you get fuck you tattooed on your knuckles, how about this? Remember that somebody's going to see that. You are going to offend somebody's grandmother, you know? I'm not against tattoos. I've got those myself. My point being, plan ahead. You can't just walk around and offend people and say, well, that's my right, freedom of speech. Yes, you have freedom of speech, and you know what? Go ahead, talk about it. But here, freedom of speech has been taken way out of context. I believe it. You should be able to go print whatever you want, say whatever you want. That's what I love about this podcast. I can talk to you people just the way that I would talk to a friend. But when I was on radio, you can't say any of this. You can't be honest with people. And this is how lies get spread and twisted into real truths. When I was on Facebook today, watching what people were writing and just seeing the ignorance of what they were writing, it's amazing. Well, then other people who aren't smart enough to know right from wrong or truth from lies spin it off. They just requote it or repaste it. And next thing you know, well, I heard this. Well, who gives a fuck what you heard? Why don't you find out if it's right or wrong? You just regurgitate shit. And then, you get the, well, you're just one of those right-wing wackos that you're just repeating whatever Rush Limbaugh said. Here's a little fact for you. I haven't listened to Rush Limbaugh in years. You know why? I started to think for myself. Not that I don't like Rush, and not that I don't think he does an okay job. I just want to be informed. I listen to both sides. That's what I do. I've started listening to more liberal radio because I want to know what the other team is saying. I want to be informed. People today are not informed. They get sound bites, or they get a clip, or they see something on Facebook. They see a lie number chart that's put up that says, look, Obama has created this many jobs. You know what? Yeah, maybe he did. Maybe he did create 2-3 million jobs. Well, what about the 10 he lost? He didn't bring them all back. That's the point. You can spin numbers. You can lie about facts. That's what's good about, not good at all. That's what's bad about statistics. Whoever writes the statistic can make it go the way they need it to. That's why you have to take 2 or 3 different studies and put them together to find the average. Find the average. There's a middle ground. There is not, I am so far to the left, I want everything free, I'm a communist, I want to lay on my house porch and smoke crack and watch Oprah all day long. And then there's those that go out and bust their ass and work hard in the field and farm and feed their family. And yet they're thought of as the right-wing Christian wackos. How am I the only one that sees something wrong there? I can't possibly be the only one that sees something wrong there. I can't be. Sorry, I'm venting today. I'm angry. It's been pent up with me all weekend after this shooting, and watching what people are posting and the hurt that I see in people, and it affected me when I went to the movie theater. I have to say, it really got to me that I was uncomfortable in a movie theater. And why? Because of this fucking shooting. Figure out what's wrong with these people. You know what's wrong with them. We've become a fucked up society. There's no moral compass. Everybody just lives for themselves. Don't know who your neighbor is. You don't care who your neighbor is. You would complain if your neighbor shot somebody that broke into his house, because you'd be like, he's a madman. He killed the guy that broke into his house. Yes, because he broke into his fucking house. Know your neighbors. Understand right from wrong. There is right from wrong. There is that. There is right and there is wrong. And there is no gray area. That is it. Right and wrong. If there's a gray area, you know why there is? Because you made it up, because you didn't want to fall in the wrong category. That's right. People that do the right thing don't worry about ever having to lie about what they've done or feel ashamed about what they've done or spin the story about what they've done. If you've done something wrong, you don't want to be judged for that. No, judge not. There's another one of those bullshit things. Judge not. The Bible says judge not. You know what? That is not what it says. I hate when people take stuff and try to twist it to fit what they need. It actually says, judge not, lest ye be judged. Which means if you judge people, you better be ready to be judged yourself. That's what it means. So if somebody judges you, they may have the right to. Maybe they didn't do drugs, or maybe they have been a happy married couple for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they look at you and your cheating relationship, and they go, hey, that's not right. Well, who are you to judge? Somebody that's never done it? Somebody that sees something wrong with it? What about you that you're shooting up heroin? Who are you to judge? You don't know what my life is like. No, I don't, but I have never done heroin, and I know it destroys lives. I can look at you and see that. Well, who do you? You know, you don't know what society has done to me. No, but I see what you have done to society with your drugs and reproduction of babies that are now living on welfare, and you've created a horrible cycle, and now this child grows up thinking it deserves free shit because you live off free shit. Am I making a pretty good point here? I think I am. I think I make a really good point. But some of you people, maybe not the ones listening to this, because you like me, and we appreciate it. And I think we're buds, and you're going to forgive me for some of the wrong stuff I've said today, because you can actually tell I have passion for this today. So you can see the cycle. When you do bad, you don't want to be judged, and then you don't be and you're not judged, and then you let it continue, and then the continue becomes the norm. And once something semi becomes norm, you think, well, that's just the way it is. Yeah, I said one time on stage, and this is probably wrong, but it's a joke, and I'm a comic. Woman said something on stage. I asked her when she was due. She was sitting in the front row, and I said, when are you due? And she goes, I'm not pregnant. Oh, I'll go, oh, I'm sorry. That's one of the things you're never supposed to say. And I go, did you have a kid? Yes. How old? 4 years ago. Okay. You're allowed to lose the weight after a while. You're allowed to do that. And then she shouts back at me, you're not going to be one of those chauvinist pigs that pick on women for their weight. The average size for a woman in America is 14. Well, you know what? There's an average murder rate, but that doesn't make it right. We have just let ourselves slide into mediocrity in this country. Nobody wants to be better. Nobody strives to be better. You are punished if you're better. What, do you think you're better than me? You don't know. I don't. I really don't. But I do think that I strive to be better. I want to be better. Isn't that what you want for your kid? Don't you want something better? Why don't you teach them to educate themselves? Well, what about the people that live in poverty and don't have access to a computer like you do? Everybody has access to a computer. Everybody. You go to a library, there's computers in there. Don't give me, we all don't start at the same place. We do. We all start at the exact same fucking place. It's called your mother's vagina. That's where we pop out. We pop out equal. And then at that point, we have to claw and struggle and do our best to get where we are today. Whoever you are, that's where it is. It is an equal playing field. maybe not, what, economically? No, maybe not. But you went to school. You went to the exact same school I did. You decided to drop out in the fifth grade. How is that my fucking problem? Why am I supposed to support you because your dumbass dropped out? You didn't see the value in an education? I did. I didn't drop out. I kept going. So here's the deal. We all start out equal. We all make choices in life. Some people make good choices. Some people make bad choices. Some people make horrible choices. Where do you fall in that? That's all that I'm saying. Where are you? What choices are you making, and what choices have you made for your child? Is your child your priority in life? Ask yourself that. Is your child or your children the priority in your life? Is your job as a parent to raise the best human being on this planet? You will give them the tools to succeed. Is that you? Is that your job? Is it a priority? Or are you sitting in front of the TV with a beer, watching football, telling your kids to shut up, don't be, leave me alone, be quiet, go outside? Huh? Do you do that? You know what that does? That hurts your kid. You chose something over them. And how do I know this? Because I talked to my son. I chose being on the road doing stand-up, and there was times that he wanted me there for something. Why wasn't I at a basketball game? Why wasn't I there for his game? I had a gig. But here's my excuse. That was my job. I had to be gone. There's truck drivers and military people that know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to be gone. That's your job. You don't have to check out when you're home. You don't have to go to the softball league. I got softball tonight. I can't stay home with you. How about this? Did you take your kid with you? Take your kid to the softball game? Or is that, no, I'm going to go out and drink. I'm drinking with my buddies tonight. We're going to play softball, drink. I'll see you tomorrow. You chose something else over your kid. It hurts. You know it does. Think back on your life. Think back on your life and the times that your parents chose something over you. Think back on the times that you wanted a parent at that play you were in, or that football game that you were playing in, or that cheerleader event that you were in, and a parent didn't show up. It hurt, didn't it? It hurt. Parents need to understand you program your child. When that baby is born, it is an empty computer. That hard drive is empty. It knows nothing. It's like buying a computer that has no information on it. You program that child. So whatever this killer turns out to be, whoever he is, whatever caused him to be like this, something did cause it. He didn't just pick up a gun and say, I'm going to go kill all these people. Something inside of him was not right. Why didn't a friend see it? Why didn't a close friend see it? Why? Because we're too involved with other things to pay attention to our friends, our family, and our neighbors. What I'm asking you today is, take time to slow down and be a good person. Take your family fishing. Take them to a movie. Go on a picnic. Do something cheap and free. It doesn't have to be expensive. I keep hearing about how much everything costs. Make some bologna sandwiches with white bread that you bought from the dollar store. You buy everything for a picnic at the dollar store. Bread, meat, cheese, blanket, plastic, put down for the ants. It's all there. Go have a picnic with your family. Go out and throw the football around. Throw the frisbee. Maybe forget watching, the basketball game on a Sunday afternoon. Why waste a whole Sunday watching somebody else play games when you could be enjoying your family and teaching them love? Teach your kid love and respect. Give them a hug. When they cry, give them a hug. Don't let them be crybabies. That's not the point. Just be there for them. Somebody teases them at school, be there for them when they get home to help them and hug them and make them understand that they're okay. I had really bad buck teeth when I was a kid. I've worn braces and had my teeth fixed, but I had really bad, I could barely close my mouth because my teeth were so bucked. They stuck out in front. And people teased me all the time about Bucky Beaver. Bucky Beaver! I never took a gun and shot up the school because I was bullied at school. Oh, bullying is horrible. It's horrible. Kids are bullied at school. Yep, we were. Never took a gun and shot it up. Why? I had somebody there to help calm me down, to hug me and tell me that I could get my teeth fixed, but they would always be mean, evil people inside. You want to be a mean, evil people? A mean, evil person? Go ahead. The world, we're full of it now. The world is, we're no longer a United States. We're a divided states. Government and media has done this to us. There's the left and there's the right. I say we come back in the middle. I think we know what's right and wrong. Start doing what's right and wrong. Don't look for excuses. Do the right thing. Sorry this got long and ranty, but I felt like this today. I promise tomorrow will be funnier, but do me a favor. Tonight, just hug your kids. Hug the person you're with. Lay down on the floor with your kid. Watch TV. Put your arm around them. Get a big pillow. It'll be a memory they never forget. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I hope I didn't piss too many people off. If you agree with me, you know, I hope you do. If you don't agree with me, at least think about what I've said. God bless you. God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. All right? I bid you adieu.
And trucks and stooges three men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind